Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to App Betches, special Good at Shopping edition. I'm Sammy Sage.
And I'm Jordana Abraham. And today we're kicking off the holiday shopping season with our gift giving guide, courtesy of the Betches Good at Shopping team. And I don't know if you guys follow Good at Shopping or not, but you should be, especially during gifting season, because who knows what to get? I never do.
That's why we're here. So we have brought on two special co-hosts for the day. We are with Maddie Paul and Maria Del Russo. They are our Betches employees who are behind Good at Shopping and all of our holiday gifting content. So welcome, Maddie and Maria.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So excited.
So are we. We have a lot to talk about. Shopping, gifts, buying shit, how to pick gifts for the right people. So that's kind of what we wanted to talk about. What do you guys have going on?
Yeah, I'm running the Good at Shopping Instagram account now. So if you don't follow, go follow it. So I will be finding lots of good Black Friday, holiday deals, holiday sales, gift guides, literally anything you could want to buy. I am there to find it for you. So follow the account and send me a DM if you don't even see anything you want.
Yeah, we've been really busy pulling together all of the best of Black Friday sales, Cyber Monday sales, and gift guides. So everything that you could possibly want to shop is on the account. So yeah. Definitely give it a follow. Maddie's doing a great job.
Literally shopping like it's my job.
Yeah.
Because it is.
It is.
Wow. Have you actually, well, okay, I want to hear like just generally, like have you bought anything in the course of your Good at Shopping work?
Is that not part of the job? I thought that that was part of the job, that I had to buy something every day.
It's okay. Shaping up that way, unfortunately.
I have questions about holiday gifting.
Okay.
What gift do you think no one really wants, but people think people really want?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I feel like, okay, this is my, I think just as a category, things that feel, I think we get just super generic. Like if it's a soap, I don't mind if it's a soap, if it's like an elevated soap. But if you went to like Target and bought like the peppermint scented soap, it's like, I don't need this. Yeah. If I wanted this, I would buy it for myself. For $2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like something that just feels really generic and not specific to the person.
I agree. A gift for the sake of gifting. I agree.
Yeah.
Totally. People who don't know you at all.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't need a gift from that person.
I agree.
And to Maddie's point, I think that if it's something that they would get for themselves, like, it's not actually something that they want as a gift.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, if you know that they're into, like, cozy sweaters and you just buy them another cozy sweater, it's kind of like, all right, well, I have 18 of these things and I don't necessarily need another one.
Yeah. So. Or like, if they have like a certain thing that they've mentioned wanting but not buying themselves, I think that's a good example. But like, usually people who are really into certain things, if they're not expressing it to you, they probably have like pretty specific criteria for what they want in those things.
Yeah.
And so if you're not intimately familiar with those requirements, you're probably going to buy them like a version of that thing that they don't actually want.
So then what do you get for someone you don't actually know that well?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I love to, and it might seem boring, but I really like to give books for people who I don't really know, whether it's like a coffee table book or an actual like novel that I really, really like. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that is like kind of intimate, and it's especially like, you know, obviously caveat, the person has to like express a like of reading, but I think that most people do enjoy like sitting down with some kind of book. So I'm into that as like something, you know, that if I don't really know the person well, I'll like get them a good book that I really enjoy. And then I like to write something on the inside cover to make it a little bit more personal.
Yeah, I like that. I was going to say like notebooks, mm-hmm. like planners, that sort of thing. Like especially like I think most people can make use of that sort of thing if you're picking one that feels like high quality. And I know there's like a lot of customizable options. You can get their name like imprinted on it. So it feels personal.
Yeah.
But it's not like I have to know something about you.
Yeah. That's actually one of my favorite gifts that I got from a friend of mine was he got me stationery with my name on it, which just felt so elegant and like so personal. Yeah, I absolutely loved that. And I used it. Like it's one of the only gifts I've ever gotten that I used the entire thing.
Yeah. It's so, kind of a hack to put someone's name, even though it's like not that personal, but it feels it.
You know, it's not a regift.
Exactly.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, no, I am like, I'm all for looking for the personalized version of anything because that's how you make a generic gift. What could be a generic gift, you turn it into something that's thoughtful.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Where do you guys shake out on like the candle as a gift? Because my feeling is that like for someone who I know doesn't care about gifts or who I don't know what they would want, getting someone a nice candle is like, my feeling is that you could really never go wrong with that because as long as it doesn't smell like it's not a out there smell.
Yeah,
I agree.
People are going to use a candle.
I think that it has to be a nice candle. Yeah. That's the qualifier. Oh, yeah. It's like if it's a Yankee candle.
I know.
No shade to Yankee candles, but I'm not a fan.
It's actually true. Something that the followers of Good at Shopping really, really liked. We posted a video of this Anthropology candle that actually has a small snow globe on top as the cover. And it's so freaking cute. You have like your initial is also in the snow globe. And I just feel like that's so fun. It's so unexpected. Yeah. It's very easy to gift. It's like slightly personalized to your point, Sammy, because you have the initial in there. Mm-hmm. And it's just like very easy. And honestly, you could buy like one for each of your friends and they would still feel very special because it's slightly different. Yeah. You know?
It's not something you would find in like the checkout aisle of Target or whatever. Like, love those places. But when it comes to a gift, you want it to feel a little bit more thought.
Yeah.
What do you guys think are some gifting faux pas? You know, like things that you should not do or things that, you know, experiences where you received a gift where you're like, this is just done so poorly that it doesn't even feel like you shouldn't just, it wasn't worth it.
I think
I'll give an example that happened to me.
Yeah.
Give an example. Someone,
I won't name them. You're going to be, you know, you'll get the category of the person this is, sent me like an anniversary present, just like in an Amazon box.
Oh,
like just
yeah.
You get anniversary gifts. Does that give a clue for who it could be?
I don't know. I would never get you an anniversary gift.
It's not from you. Obviously.
I know. I'm just saying, like
obviously. No, I don't get anniversary gifts from friends.
Okay.
Anyway,
I don't get anniversary gifts from anyone. I didn't know that was like a thing.
Well, yeah. Gifts. I don't,
this is why it's bad that you've publicly made it known that you're not that into gifts. You're not getting enough gifts.
No one. Well, here's the thing, like Jordana, like let's say, like you know, you moved into your house. I've been racking my brain for the right gift to give you. I have a backup idea, but like I don't want to resort to the basic backup idea I have if I can come up with something way better to give you for your house. So it's like
you already gave me a spicy mayo when you came to see the house.
That was just a token.
Oh, like I thought that was a gift.
It is a gift. It's a gift for sure. That's a gift, but that's not like the housewarming gift.
It's not the gift.
I just thought that as like, okay, gifts are my love language. So I love getting and giving gifts. So like, even just like the idea of bringing you a spicy mayo at your house, like brings me joy.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet.
Yeah. Well, I hope you eat it.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
What do you guys think about experience gifts?
I love experience gifts.
I love experience gifts too. I think it can be such a great way to, especially if you're someone who's like, you don't think they want anything material. They have enough stuff. They're hard to pick something out for. Like thinking about their interests or their favorite musician or like something, a skill they want to learn if they want to do like better at cooking or some kind of craft they're into. I think that's a good way of showing you know the person and you care about what they want.
Yeah.
And it's like a nice memory together.
Yeah.
I'm pro experience gifts for sure.
I would love anyone listening to this podcast to like sign me up for some cooking classes as a gift. Like I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's so fun. It's a skill. And then like it goes both ways because then when the person comes over to my house, I can cook them what I learned at the cooking class.
It's a gift for
everyone. It's really a gift for the gift giver.
It's a gift for the gift giver. That's the same thing as like, Sammy, when you were talking about a housewarming gift for Jordana, I always like to gift like a really cute like serving bowl or like something fun like that, that then Jordana would be able to pull out and use whenever you came to her house. Like to me, that is just like incredibly special. And I always go for stuff like that, especially if it's like a funny bowl with like, there's this one company that makes these ceramic bowls that have like little pictures of pigs on them and they're so freaking cute.
Are you talking about the Etchery?
The Etchery, yes, that is it. Thank you. Oh my God. Obsessed.
I am good at shopping.
Sammy, I totally cut you off before about your anniversary gift.
Oh, yeah.
You were talking about a faux pas.
Oh, that is the faux pas that it just like came in an Amazon box. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't think someone has to necessarily go as far as to wrap something, especially if it's like not convenient or whatever. But I do think like a note and like not from Amazon if you're going to send it as a gift. I just think that that is, it gives chore. It gives utility.
Yeah.
And like, I think kind of the point of a gift, at least to me, is like that it's not, it doesn't need utility. Like it can have it. It can be something that's helpful. And I think like speaking to the idea of like, oh, a housewarming gift, like in the tray, like one of the questions I always ask myself is like, what does this person have going on in their life that would make their life like easier? But I think if you can't do utility, then it should almost be a little bit like silly.
Yeah.
Something that like they wouldn't buy themselves because it's like, that's what makes it a little more exciting, you know, rather than like if you're buying it for yourself, it's like, okay, they buy it for themselves.
Yeah.
Right. Bring some like magic and frivolousness to the
people typically
the game.
Don't buy themselves the frivolous stuff. So like that's your job as the gift giver, I feel like.
What's an example of a silly gift?
What is an example of a silly gift? I'm
trying to think of a...
Like something that's a little too expensive for what it is.
Yeah.
Like, like a nice passport holder, like you gave to Jared.
Or like...
For the special is a silly gift. Like he doesn't need that passport. He doesn't need any passport holder. But now he has like... And he probably wouldn't buy that for himself because, you know, why?
Right.
But now he has like this thing and it's...
So aren't all gifts silly? No.
Depends on how you look at it, I think.
I guess that's true. Like, you would use a passport holder.
Yeah.
But it's not necessary.
But you don't need it.
You don't need it.
Yeah. Your passport will stay together if you don't have a holder for it.
Right. Also, like, a new something. Like, a new wallet. A new, like, something you have, but it's just, like, a little bit nicer. Or something for your home where, like, coasters.
Yeah.
Like, you'll take care of your own coaster life, you know?
Right.
But it's a nice house gift. I can think of gifts all fucking day.
Yeah, me too.
Not to go back to the candle thing, but my friends and I, when a friend of mine was getting married, were talking about pooling for one of those huge diptyque candles that are like $250. They're so ridiculous and they're so over the top. But like, if someone gifted it to me, it would be my favorite thing that
I
ever got.
And that would be so fun to have. Yeah. Like, I would love to have someone in my house and be like, look at my giant candle.
Even a candle is kind of an experience gift.
It is. Yeah,
because
And although sometimes
with your spicy mayo.
If the candle's really nice, I sometimes like, I'm like, I don't want to light it. I don't want to like.
No, you got to light it.
Rid of it. I don't want to like ruin it.
It takes a while. Yeah, but it takes a while to light.
Especially if it's huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think the chipping in, that's another thing. Like if you know someone wants something, or even if they're saving up for something, but they're not going to buy it themselves.
Totally.
Like, and you have a few friends or whatever to do it with. Like, I feel like that's always like the best thing. Then they don't have to save up for that thing, or they can get something that they just like wouldn't ever.
Yeah, that's a great point. I feel like sometimes it feels like a commitment to do that big item yourself. But then when you break it up into little pieces, it's like you get the experience, and sometimes a cheaper gift can it doesn't have the same impact.
Yeah, for sure.
When you can't like buy the big thing.
Yeah, make it a group effort.
Make it a group effort. And that's special too, because it's like commemorative of the friend group.
Yeah, we love that.
Sammy, I think we all can agree that a regift feels a little not classy, but how do you avoid giving a gift that feels like a regift? Because I think sometimes people have a hard time distinguishing, you know, what's going to feel that way to the other person, even if you know you bought it yourself for them.
I think like the more generic and the less relevant to the person. Like if the thing has clearly no tie to the person and it's very generic, and it just feels like there's a lot of, it's about the energy of the kid. It's like how you got it. Like, is there a card that references? Like sometimes I'll tell you something. I have done a regift that no one knows was a regift. I bought myself a coffee table book for this house. Someone else bought me the same one and it's great. Like I like it enough that I bought it for myself. I gave my mom the second one. It's like, it's a regift.
Did she know it was a regift?
I'm not sure, but it doesn't really matter.
Because, now she knows.
it's like, it's not something that I wouldn't buy her. It's not like I bought it. I got the exact same thing as that I already had. But I think it's good enough if I bought it for myself. So it's like, you can also do a regift that doesn't feel like a regift, even if it is one.
Yeah, that's so true. That's the best example of a regift, I think, is when you get something that you already have and really like.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to give that joy to someone else.
100%.
Yeah, they don't have to know. And the person who gave it to you doesn't have to know, although now I think they will know.
Your mom is definitely going to know. You're pretty obvious about that one.
It's fine. She doesn't care. This was not like it wasn't her birthday present. It was just like, oh, here's it for you.
Right. I think the re-gift threshold is a lot lower when it's just like, here, take this.
Yes. And also when it's like, no, I gave it as like a gift. Just so she would feel special. It's like, I think it's more about like the energy with which you give it also.
Speaking of like energy and packaging, what is your rule around price tags, receipts?
I think that no matter what the price tag is, you have to do everything you can to make sure that person does not know what the price is, just because it's kind of, I hate using this word, but it's like a little tacky.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tacky to have the price on there, but obviously people can just Google what the thing you got them is and see what the price is.
Well, that's on them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's up to them. That's like that. It's out of my hands by then. They can do whatever they want with that.
Yeah.
But you know, the price is going to be the price.
Right.
If you give a thoughtful gift, I think the price is less relevant.
I think too, doing a good job of removing the price is really important. I feel like I hate when someone like X's it out with a Sharpie. With a Sharpie. And you can still see what the price is.
I know. If you hold it up to the light, you can kind of see the price.
It's not even that I want to know, just take the extra mile of removing the sticker.
And just always ask for a gift receipt. I don't understand when I sometimes get gifts that have like the original receipt. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this is, everyone does this. Just ask for the gift receipt. It feels very simple.
It's an extra little effort. Like I think that we've been talking about. So this whole theme.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it feel like, that's why I think gifts, at least for me, are like a love language. Like it makes it, if you're going to give a gift, you have to make it feel like a gift. Right. There's a reason that on The Real Housewives, when the husband buys their wife a car, they put a fucking bow on it and they don't just bring it home. You know, it's like, it's like you want it to, it's about like the way you give it. And like, also for me, the note is a way to communicate why you decided to give a gift like that you gave.
Totally.
Why this makes you think of them when you could, they, you know, I think there's a way to like make something extremely simple feel special and like an expression. That's why it's supposed to be an expression of like care.
Yeah.
Not an obligation.
I like a good note.
We know.
We know you love a card.
Yes.
We know you love a card.
I feel like we've talked so much about like the attitude around giving and the intention behind it. But Sammy, I really want to hear your gift guide of what specific gifts you're thinking about getting people.
Okay. Well, I don't know for this year, but I can give you examples of past gifts that I've given that I'm proud of other than the spicy mayo to Jordana, which I also am kind of proud of. Like, you know, because also when Aileen, the reason the spicy mayo for the spicy mayo is because when we were in college, Aileen and I gave Jordana a pint of spicy mayo for her birthday. That's all we could afford.
I love that. So, that's so sweet.
So like, I was trying to reference that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that pint as well. Sometimes the only thing was dipped in it was my finger.
Yeah. Usually.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay. I will say like Etsy is, I think, the best place to get the most personal gifts. Like, and at good prices and with like, you're supporting independent artists. One example is, so speaking of Aileen, we really always laugh about this one episode of The Sopranos, Pine Barrens. And one time I was on Etsy just looking for random things, so looking for something totally different. And I came across this like poster that was it was referencing the episode. It was like a Sopranos poster referencing that episode, but like illustrated, like, you know, those like Amalfi Coast posters. Oh, where you like,
yes.
So it was like $15. I was like, I bought it for her. I put it in like a cheap frame and like I wrapped it and gave it to her.
That's so fun. I love that.
It was like kind of around a baby gift, but like I just wanted to, you know.
I like that. That's the episode you were referencing as like a baby gift.
Right. I was like, this can't be a baby gift, but you are having a baby soon.
So here.
This is my excuse to buy it for you.
Yeah. I mean, I think when it comes to, let's say you are getting a gift for a friend who had a baby, you know, you can do the clothes. They do need stuff like that. But getting a gift for your friend who gave birth, I think, is like a really good thing.
Yeah.
So my friend Kate Kennedy, who has been on this podcast, talked about Taylor Swift. I wasn't sure what to get her for a baby gift, but we had talked about, you know, we talk about Taylor Swift all the time. And like, I had gotten really into, please don't laugh at me, Taylor Swift vinyl records and like a vinyl player. So I got her like a, you know, relatively I got her like the basic vinyl player so that she could like listen to them as her baby gift. So like that kind of thing, like thinking outside of the obvious occasion, you know, if someone's, you know, let's say someone moved to a new apartment, getting a gift certificate at like the workout place that's next door.
Oh, yeah.
Kind that's of thing. Like, yeah. Things that feel like either appropriate or adjacent to the, you know, the situation or like what they're into.
Yeah.
And honestly, like just always going more personal. Like for Avi, 1 year for our anniversary, I got him like an art piece made with our dogs. You know, Avi, that's like more elaborate, but just, you know, you could have like, you could do that on like Etsy. You could get a funny hat made on like Redbubble with like their name or like a, not their name, but like a funny reference to them. I think that always works.
Yeah, I love that. I think everybody loves their dogs. That's an easy one to go for. If someone has a dog, something with their dog on it is perfect.
Anything for the dog. The park. Yeah, for sure.
You know what else has really good gifts that is one of our sponsors? I believe they're an oversharing sponsor right now. Uncommon Goods.
Oh, I love Uncommon Goods. The best,
coolest gifts.
They're so fun.
Genuinely, they're not paying for this, but truly they have the most exciting, cool gifts.
Yeah.
I need to look on that website.
They have such fun stuff. Yeah, their stuff is always fun. Like a little outside the box, so it's unique and you know that they're not going to get that same thing. Mm-hmm. I love Uncommon Goods. It's always
a little
fun
more pared down than Etsy, like a little easier to navigate, I imagine. Yeah,
there's not as much on there, but like what they have is really well curated and like their stuff is just awesome. I love
that. Yeah, it's also not like made by, it's by artisans, but it's not made by like Uncommon Goods. And it's not, like it's independent artisans, but not artists. So it's more objects. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess probably there's some overlap, but you know, they're
Thank
great.
You, Sammy. These are amazing ideas. And I think they're going to be super helpful to our listeners, your listeners. I'm just here for the day.
We're just here to hang out for the day.
So. They're your listeners too. Let us know how the account, you know, if anyone needs any gift suggestions, like I will be like your.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a feature, a crossover.
That would be great.
That would be super fun.
Like my dream job, perhaps, you know, is, you know, do you ever watch Ladies of London with Caroline Stanberry? She had the gift library.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to do that job. All right. So that is it for me and Jordana. I'm going to stop talking now. We're going to hand things off to Maddie and Maria to finish the episode.
Next up, Maddie and Maria are going to give us their own gift guides for the season and offer up their personal tips for being good at shopping, including their top shopping hacks and tricks. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Okay, so we're back with Maria and Maddie. Maddie, like I said, is the person behind our Good at Shopping account. She's been doing a really incredible job of like curating all the stuff that we've been writing about on site, because we do have a lot of amazing gift guides on betches.com as
absolutely.
Well. So you should check that out. But Maddie is literally the person who I look to whenever I need like fashion advice. So I figured that she would also be great for gift advice. And Maddie, I kind of want to hear about your gift guide. Like, what are you gifting this year?
Yeah. Okay. The first one I'm probably most excited about, because this is the one I'm going to give to the people
closest in my life, which I think is always the most exciting gifts to give, so the people you know really well.
Yeah.
I feel like charm necklaces have been everywhere recently.
I love a charm necklace.
I love a charm necklace. They're so cute, and there's something you can customize and personalize so much for someone. So I'm thinking maybe for my sister, please, she's not listening to this, but to get her like a chain and a couple little charms to start a charm necklace for her. And then once you do that, you can add them on every year.
I was literally just going to say that. You literally are building in an insurance policy for gifts for like the like for a few more years.
Because
like
perfect.
That's like not just Christmas, birthday gifts, like whatever you want to give. You could like just give them a charm. And the cute thing about the charm is like it could be connected to the moment that you're giving them.
Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly.
That's and so like, cute.
Etsy, eBay, like literally anything you want in charm form, you can find.
Yeah.
They are. There's anything you want to Google search. Like I'll probably start with like her initial and maybe like a little birthstone and, you know, maybe something for New Orleans. She's like living in New Orleans right now in Louisiana. So I want to like commemorate that. But then, you know, it can go on to, like you said, represent any moment or any memory with that person. And all you have to do is Google search like blah, 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 charm. Yeah. Whatever material you want. And there's so many options.
But another great thing that you could do is like if there's a piece of like sentimental jewelry, like an earring or something like that, and you've misplaced its pair, just like get it turned into a charm to put on the charm necklace.
That's
like,
a great idea.
It's so easy to like make it super personable. I love a charm necklace and I love a charm bracelet.
Me too. Charm bracelet's also great.
They just like jangle on
around. I know you have to know my sister is so picky about jewelry. She is like, I'm like always layered in a million necklaces and bracelets and everything. But if she can like feel it touching her, she's like, so I'm pushing the boundary a little bit.
Sure.
With a charm necklace, but this is what I'm here for to challenge her.
I love it.
In her style journey.
So where are you shopping for these charm necklaces?
Okay. My plan is Catbird is a New York City based jewelry company. They have great chains and they have lots of little cute, dainty charms. Like I mentioned, my sister is not into heavy jewelry, so I feel like their little charms will be perfect for her.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's also great chains and charms at Mejuri. That's also another really good one.
I love Mejuri.
Maybe a little bit more affordable than Catbird. And they will have like great like staple charms, like the initials, like the birth charms, like very staple charms. Whereas like Catbird, I'm going to go for like the more unique sort of representative of her personality charm.
I was going to say that like Mejuri would be good for like the minimalist in your life. And then Catbird is great for the person who like wants a little bit of extra frosting.
A little extra frosting. Like, they make the cutest little like New York City like bagel charms, like coffee cup charm. Like it's so, so cute.
Oh my God. Now I have
just
to like,
perfect.
I have to call my fiance and tell him to get me a charm bracelet.
I think that's so cute. I saw, another great company for charms. If you want to find something like a vintage charm, which are always really cool, Fewer Finer. She's another New York-based jewelry designer. She has a great selection of charms. And I saw actually what inspired this whole conquest for me was that she, on her Instagram, has a charm necklace that's just stacked super heavy and she calls it her rich necklace. I think that's her husband's name. So it's all just things that like remind her of her husband. So it's like making that for someone else about like your relationship. So I think it's perfect for someone you're like best friend, sister, mom, you know, if you want your boyfriend to make one for you, like that's a bold endeavor, but good luck.
If you train him well, as someone who like designed her own engagement ring, let me tell you, like you can like nudge them in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely. I've been training my boyfriend for many years. He might level up to charm necklace level. We'll give it a couple years.
Yeah, give it a little bit of time to marinate there. Okay, so charm necklace is one.
Charm necklace number one.
Yeah.
Next thing I have on the list, I mentioned this earlier about like custom notebooks as being for good for someone you don't know as well. My favorite company to get them from is Papier, P-A-P-I-E-R.
Yes.
And they have the chicest designs. Like every single one is so cute. It's not something that there's no like corny phrases that someone might not like. There's not like, there's no cheesiness to it. They're just like genuinely beautiful designs and you can get them customized with their name or, you know, maybe there's like a little inside joke phrase you want to put on there, which is really cute. And I think that, I mean, especially if you're like a little bit type A like me, you can never have enough notebooks.
Yeah.
And then you pair it with like some cute pens, some cute stickers. And that's like a very sweet bundle. I love a bundle of a gift.
I do too. Yeah.
It just feels very like curated, like it's telling a story through the gift.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great way to go.
And again, it's one of those things that like every time that person uses the notebook mm-hmm. or writes a thank you note, like they think of you. Yeah. And I love that.
You can even write a note to them in like the front of the notebook. So yeah. they have like a really sweet reminder so sweet. Of you all the time.
I love that. So
I just think that would be so cute.
So much.
That's my second one.
I love that. And then how about number three?
Number three, the ironic boat and tote trend.
Oh my God.
I know obsessed. You're familiar.
I know you have one. I have a rigatoni toe and I'm actually ordering a gnocchi toe.
Love.
And a linguine toe.
Extremely it's on brand thing. For you, might I say. Really, if you don't know Maria, she has like an amazing Instagram account where she like cooks through her grandmother's recipes yeah. and there's always like amazing cooking inspiration. So you're my go-to for any kind of kitchen cooking recipe question. Maria's your girl. So yeah. that's very on brand that you have all the pasta shapes obsessed. Coming. And you could take something like that, like someone's niche interest. Maybe it's tennis or something. Mm-hmm. And you put, like, instead of getting them a tennis racket, because you don't know what kind of tennis racket they want.
Sure.
Let's be real. I'm not a tennis expert. You could get an L.L. Bean boat and tote that they can carry their tennis racket in and make the monogram say, like, deuces or yeah. love all or something punny like that about tennis.
It's so cute.
But you don't have to be an expert in tennis to make exactly. it a good gift. And it's like, again, very personalized.
Yes.
L.L. Bean boat and totes are very affordable and extremely high quality.
They're so great and they last forever.
Literally forever. I have one that says brat on it in big letters, which is really emblematic of my personality. So yeah, I think they're great for everyone. And I'm pushing towards more men in my life to carry bags because I don't want to carry all their stuff. I feel totally. Like a boat and tote is a great entree for a man who's maybe a little shy about carrying a bag.
100%.
They don't look girly in any way. Yeah. They're very classic. They're not trendy. It's very sturdy. And you get him something funny on it, and then maybe he'll be more likely to carry a bag. And you don't have to pull your shit in your purse.
And then the great thing about something like that is just that you are able to then like put stuff into the bag.
Mm-hmm.
If like you're doing a larger gift, to Sammy's point, like if you don't just want to gift something and like not wrap it, putting stuff into a bag, yeah. like you don't actually have to wrap it at that point. Like
so
if you
true.
Stuff that tote bag with like a cute blanket or like a fun baseball cap or something like that. Right. It's so easy to just like fill that up with something, which I think is so great.
I love that. And I think yeah. honestly, even if you didn't want to like endeavor to fill up the whole big boat and tote bag, the smallest size of an L.L. Bean boat and tote with the short handles.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
So cute. And I feel like it's like extremely chic, like casual purse. Like it just looks cool when I see people wearing those. And that would be easy to fill up with like yeah, little goodies. Little it doesn't goodies. Have to be a huge
That's
endeavor.
The size of my gnocchi toe yeah. is the teeny tiny one with they're the short so handles. Cute. I love them.
They're so, so cute. I'm a big fan. Anything ironically monogrammed, in my opinion, is a great gift. Like Agreed. Hat too. There's a, oh my gosh, you would love this. There's this brand called Wear Your Snacks.
Oh my God.
They have a hat embroidered that says just says rotisserie chicken across oh my God. The front. There's one that says hot dog, tuna melt, like eggplant. Like there's all kinds of like great things there. That's another great company if you didn't want to like endeavor to create the text yourself.
Yeah.
That's a good one for a foodie friend.
I love that.
Yeah. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, extra dark brews, sours, hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs, you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's B-E-T-C-H-E-S BS at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near Beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Maria, before we get to your gift guide, we have some tips and tricks we want to share with the audience for how to be good at shopping.
Yes.
And again, if you haven't followed the Instagram account, go follow. I share all kinds of good finds, shopping tips, styling tricks, all kinds of good stuff. I think it's going to be a really good thing for the holidays, especially as you're trying to figure out what to buy, what to wear to holiday parties. I'm going to have all the answers for you. Yeah. But let's get into some tips and tricks on how our listeners can be good at shopping themselves.
Yeah. So I know that you and I have both talked about the utility of the Notes app, which of course seems like, oh my God, Maria, of course everyone's going to do a Notes app.
Yeah.
But for me, what I really love about a Notes app is that it's a very stealth way to kind of like take notes of things that people are saying. And with like the way that notes are now, what I tend to do is I write down what I want to get them. And then like, if I have a little bit of time, like in the morning when I'm having my coffee, I will like take a look at the Notes app and then drop in actual physical links to the products within that Notes app.
Right.
So then when something like Black Friday or Cyber Monday comes around, I know that I could just like go into that Notes app, click on the link. It takes me directly to the website. And if something is on sale, I could just like immediately buy it.
Yeah. All about organization.
All organized.
And I do this for my own, like my personal shopping myself. I keep a Notes app. Like I have a running list of when I see something that I like if I'm seeing a lot of like red tights on Pinterest, I will add that to my like the broad section of my shopping list, like red tights. And then I always try to make myself wait a couple days, a couple weeks before I buy something to avoid impulse purchases. So I think that's a really good way to use the Notes app, is to keep track. You're not forgetting.
No.
But you're just letting yourself marinate a little bit.
Yeah.
Figure out if you actually want it. And then if I see something that matches that description, I'll add a link there, sleep on it. Or it's like, if I see something I really want, I'll look at that list. Like, okay, does this like fit with any of these categories that I had planned out
before?
100%.
And like, I will also do that for like my fall wardrobe. If I know that there are like pieces that I need to add to my wardrobe, but like one thing about me is that I don't buy anything full price. I always wait for a sale. And like, that's another reason to follow Good at Shopping, because
absolutely,
we let you know when there's a deal.
I am always on the lookout.
Always on a deal. We love a deal. So what that allows me to do is if like I'm on like Saison and I see that they're having a sale, I'll like go to my like Notes app and see, oh, this is what I need. And oh, look, that's also on sale. So it just like makes you a much smarter shopper.
So much better. Yeah. And if you're like getting dressed and you're like, I really wish I had a pair of brown loafers to go with this outfit,
add it to the list.
Add it to the list. And then when you see a pair of brown loafers,
you're good.
You can feel justified in buying them because you have already proven to yourself that you have a need.
Absolutely.
A hole in your wardrobe, as they say.
Exactly. Yeah. You have another great tip around online shopping as well.
This is like this is where it gets like maniac level. Like the big board with all the red string connecting dots is when I get into my saved searches.
Oh my God.
They are. So this is the next step of the Notes app, really, is to go, once I've put something, I'm all in my Notes app, then I go to like my favorite shopping websites, whether that be like for new stuff, like Shopbop, you know, I used to do a lot of the RealReal. Like that's my other big one for like secondhand items. So many of these websites have saved search features. And like, it seems dumb when you're shopping to like hit the heart on the website, because it's like, it makes you make an account and you're like, well, I don't want to do that.
It's so worth it.
So worth it, because then you can keep track of the things you want.
Yes.
You'll get notified when they go on sale. And then for secondhand shopping websites, you can check those searches again to see if something came up that's like scratching that itch.
Yeah, 100%. And it's great for gift giving too. Like, I am such a eBay saved search human.
eBay, another great saved search website.
I am currently looking for like the perfect vintage Yankees sweatshirt for my fiance Ben.
Yeah,
for
that's a
Christmas.
Good gift too.
Ben, do not listen to this podcast. But and so I have been getting emails like once a day whenever there's like a new listing that matches my search, and it's been really useful because eBay is so hard to search. It is so freaking overwhelming to go onto that website. So the saved search functionality like makes all that shit so
it's
much
huge.
Easier.
Once you figured out your search terms, you do not want to forget them, because it's a certain combination that gets the good stuff. And yeah. Those are hard to replicate. It really is.
Yeah, for sure. I have a similar tip that's not a saved search, but it's actually something that I do ahead of big sale days. Again, love a sale.
Yeah.
Is that I will actually go to my cart on like a website and fill it a couple of days before.
That's smart.
Before like the sale happens. Just because like on these crazy sale days like Black Friday or Cyber Monday, shit sells out so quickly. It is crazy how fast things go. So what that allows me to do is like prioritize what I want. I put in like my sizes, everything. I like fill that cart like I'm actually going to check out. And if you have an account with them, they'll save the cart. So then when Black Friday or Cyber Monday or whatever shopping holiday rolls around, like your cart is immediately there.
Yeah, that's so smart. It's, especially because I have so much like decision paralysis.
Oh my God.
Less on the item, but more on the size.
Yes.
And that is what I go back and forth. And on some of these like sale days, you can't always return everything.
No, you can't.
So you need to know what size you're going to order. And like you have to make a split second decision. And that can be very stressful. So building the cart in advance is smart. I'm curious if you know anything about this. I feel like you have a lot of like insider sale info. Because I know there's a way that people, that websites will track how many people have a certain thing in their cart. Do you think when you put it in your cart, that makes them more likely to put it on sale?
Ooh,
that's my wishful thinking. It's like, God. If I put it in my cart and a lot of other people have it in their cart, they're like, ooh, a lot of people want this. Let's add it to the sale.
We're getting into like shopping conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I told you I have my big board with the red lines and it's all about
what this is what's actually happening.
Yes, exactly.
It goes to the top.
They can't get anything past me. I know.
No, that actually makes a whole lot of sense.
Don't you think?
I totally do.
I mean, if I was a marketer, I would maybe be looking into that.
So if anyone's
listening, you can check on what's in my cart and put it on sale, please.
Exactly. And I can tell you that even if your personal website does not do that, at Good At Shopping, we regularly round up the things that are users are or readers are loving at the moment. So like you will know like the hot items and those actually are the things that tend to go on sale.
Right. It seems counterintuitive because you would think if something's already selling, well, we don't need to put it on sale. But for those sale days, I feel like they want to move a lot of the inventory
100%.
And they often order a ton of whatever the viral thing is. And so they need to like
get rid of it before
the moment has passed. Like so many trending products come and go so quickly. So I think that's really important. And you have another thing that you mentioned earlier that I really want to hear more about. Another insider info is the lightning deals.
Yeah. So
tell me about this. So I don't know a ton about it.
An Amazon specific thing, especially like around Prime Days. Sometimes for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, they'll do that too. And then like other times, just like around on normal days, they'll do this lightning deals. Basically, what that means is that a thing is only on sale for like a short amount of time, and certain amount of people need to like buy into it or claim that deal in order for the deal to actually activate. So I recommend, especially during like major shopping holidays like Prime Day or, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, that people really pay attention to those lightning deals. Like that is something that you should be looking, especially if you're looking for something like a TV or, you know, air purifier or like those like kind of weird, like unsexy things that you don't want to spend like a shit ton of money on, but like you still want to get something that's quality. Lightning deals are the way to do it. The one thing that you have to keep in mind with this is that like the second you sign up for the deal, if enough people also sign up for the deal, like you're locked in. You can't then back out.
So, it's a little bit like eBay in that way.
Exactly. Yeah. It's one of those things like if you like make a bid on something and that bid is accepted on eBay, then you absolutely need to buy it. Amazon is similar to it in that
makes
way.
Sense.
So, but like the lightning deals are actually typically worth it. And they're the deals that I really love to promote during those big shopping holidays because they're just a little bit better than everything else because they're only for a limited amount of time.
Well, and like you said, it's the good time to get the unsexy shit.
Exactly.
You're going to need it anyway.
You need it.
You need it.
You need the unsexy shit.
You need
shit.
A new TV. You need, I don't know, whatever else goes on.
Listen.
Toilet paper. I'm not above stocking up on toilet paper on sale.
We have regular roundups during Prime Day around like, this is the unsexy shit that I know that you don't want to buy. Like, I want everyone to actually go into their bathroom and take stock of the last time that they like replaced the hand towels in their bathroom.
That is a dark, dark image.
I'm not here to shame anyone.
Making me think.
But it's been a minute and you need new ones. So like that's the stuff that it's really, really good for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We need to do like a list of things like that, like hand towels that people forget to replace.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever think about replacing my towels, but then after, and you like suddenly wake up, you have clarity, and, like, and you look at them, and you're like,
oh my God, that used to be like white. Mildew. Oh yeah, it used to be white. Oh.
It's like a sudden moment of clarity that doesn't happen often enough.
I know. You're so, like, there's not enough OxyClean on the planet to make this white
again.
I need
to send some regular reminders.
I know. Okay, do you have another tip for us?
I have one more tip to round us out, and then I can't wait to hear your gift guide.
Oh, yeah.
My other big tip is to shop out of season. This is true on the big sale days, but it's true any other day of the year. And I think, not to go back to my notes list, being like the little puppet mastering my life, but when you have an idea of what you want for the next season or for whatever season you're not in or something you didn't buy during that season, but looking back, you're like, I still really want that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, next year, I'm still going to want to wear it. Buy it in the off season. Like, that's when things are on sale. That's when they're, you know, there's leftover stock. You're not like competing. You're not fighting like the impulse shoppers who are putting in their cart and buying it right away as soon as it goes on sale.
Yeah.
And so I think that is a really, really smart way of going about it and being strategic in your shopping.
Totally. That's such a good tip. And it's something that I found, I'm a little bit older than Maddie. And it's something that I have found now that I'm in my 30s that I've been doing, because I've really been trying to invest in like pieces that I will wear season after season after season.
Right.
And so it's great for stuff like that, like the perfect black overcoat. Like, that is what you should be buying.
It's a little
bit
of the unsexy shit of your wardrobe. Exactly. Also, it's like a black coat is maybe not the most exciting thing.
But you need one.
But you need one. It's warm. You need one. And if you're waiting till everyone else is buying one, it's just going to be much more hectic.
Yeah.
And I think it's a bit of a different mindset, like getting yourself out of like the impulsive shopping and like the shopping just to feel something in the moment.
Yeah.
And thinking about
mindful
what you
shopping.
Actually need. Yeah. Mindful shopping. Mindful. This is my zen.
Yes.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, Maria, I am really excited to hear your gift guide. What do you have for the listeners?
So I have some goodies. Like I said, I love a deal and SolaWave, which is a red light therapy wand. They're doing a crazy deal that's actually going on right now through Black Friday is a buy one, get one free.
That's crazy.
It's wild.
Those things are not
cheap.
Little, like,
no.
Toys.
And like, it's tools in general. I feel like beauty tools are the things that you should be buying during these shopping holidays. This is something that I'm actually getting for my mother, which I know sounds bad, but it's something that she wants and it's not something that she would get for herself.
That's good.
So I'm doing her a favor by getting her this thing, and I have the added benefit of getting one for myself too.
That's a little bit of like girl math.
Shopping
math.
Yeah.
I'll just get one for myself too. And then we can be twins.
Exactly.
And
then
so
it's
sweet.
Like, I've only paid half for it because I'm also gifting the other one. So I'm definitely doing that, but like, it's not just their wand that's on sale. It's literally the entire thing. So if you buy one thing, you'll get the second thing of equal or lesser value for free.
Oh, very
so
nice.
If you've been eyeing the SolaWave, which I know a lot of our readers have.
Yeah, because that's when, like, it always goes like that.
Crazy on Good at Shopping. People love that wand. Mm-hmm. And it's for good reason. It works. It's amazing. So, like, definitely check out that sale. Like, head over to Good at Shopping. We'll definitely have a link somewhere for you to click and go through.
For sure.
So that's one for sure. I love pajamas as a gift.
I do too.
You know, like, I know that some people think that they're basic, but I just love, like, especially like a nice pair of pajamas. I feel like so many people just default to like a ratty old t-shirt and some sweatpants to bed. Yes. But gifting someone like a nice pair of pajamas that like makes them feel super elegant, they could just kind of lounge around. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's even nice enough to like wear out to drinks.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a style now. Like right? The silky pajama pant shirt with like a little heel is so cute.
Yeah, I really love Hannah Anderson pajamas. They're really, really
so cute.
They have really adorable patterns, like you were saying, which I feel like just kind of elevates things a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And their prices are pretty good. They sell everything as like a set, so you're not buying like a top and a bottom separately.
That will get you sometimes. It will surprise you.
But they do have like actual full pajama sets, which I love that. Excellent. So I highly recommend a pajama set.
I love that. I feel like it's something like, again, somebody might not buy for themselves, but if you have pajamas, you wear them.
You wear them.
And they really like just elevate your life in, like, again, a sort of like a silly, frivolous way.
Totally. I love like wafting around my house in like a fabulous pajama. You know what
I mean? I feel like I can like stay in pajamas all day if I have cute pajamas. If I'm in like my ratty t-shirt and boxers, like,
you want to change.
I feel disgusting and like I won't get anything done. Like it's a mood changer. Yeah. I wake up in pajamas. Oh my God. I wake up as the person I want to be.
I feel like the opening of Cinderella where like the birds come and like do her hair. Like that's how I feel.
Like the opening montage of Grease.
Exactly. Oh my God. Exactly.
Like Sandy in her room.
Going
like,
over to her little vanity. I love that. That's my
favorite part of that whole movie, honestly. It's so great.
I love it. And then the last one that I've actually given like a lot of the men in my life is an Audible membership.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it kind of falls into the bucket of experience gifts. Mm-hmm. But as I said earlier, I really love gifting a book. But the great thing about an Audible membership is, again, I don't think that it's something that a lot of people would buy for themselves. I have, because I'm a nerd. I love an Audible membership. But it's something great. And then like it's also like a gift that keeps on giving, because they get a credit once a month if you do it for like however many months. Every month that they have the membership, they get a credit and they get to buy the audiobook that they want. That's so amazing.
That's so true. You don't have to know like what kind of book they're into. You just didn't know they like reading, or maybe they don't like reading. They really like podcasts, but you're like, you should read some more
books. You should read some more books. But Audible also has podcasts that they could listen to. There's like a full library. You don't even have to buy the book. Like there are books that are part of the Audible library that you don't even have to purchase either, which like just makes it really, really great. I feel that like they've really leveled up their Audible memberships recently.
I love Audible. I just started using Audible because I became a runner recently.
Maddie ran the marathon.
I ran the marathon. That was a whole interesting life change.
We could have a whole podcast that episode could be just about that.
But I started using Audible on my runs because if I run to music, I run too fast and then I wear myself out. A book is like soothing.
A book's great.
It like transports you. I feel like I'm not even like moving my body.
I know.
It's great. So it's maybe really an exercise good. Friend too could use an Audible
for
membership.
Sure. For sure. For me, I really love reading. I don't like to read autobiographies, but I love to listen to them. So like that's what I really use the Audible membership for myself. And I just feel like it makes me a more well-rounded person.
Agreed.
So
agreed. And you don't have to take the time to like physically sit down.
Yeah.
To read. I mean, I love to read a book.
I do too.
But honestly, I lost my Kindle charger and it died and I haven't.
You haven't done it yet.
I've been in the middle of a book for like 6 months because I can't find the charger. I just need to order a new one.
That's a great gift for someone to get you is a new Kindle charger.
Yeah, if anyone's listening. Find me a really functional gift, a new Kindle charger. I don't know what the cord's called. It's not a USB-C. That's all I know because I tried to plug my computer charger in and it didn't work.
It did not work.
But so I think it's good for someone who wants to read, wants to be a reader.
Totally.
But just functionally,
it may not
work.
Yeah. I love an Audible membership. My father talks all the time about how that's like my favorite gift or his favorite gift that I've ever given him.
I love that.
I know.
And so it's great to be recognized for a good gift.
I know. Nothing better than that.
It's like it brings joy. It makes the person feel seen. And that's what the holidays are all about.
I know.
It's not about the stuff.
And that's why we do what we do here at Good at Shopping.
It's
you know what I mean?
So true. Like we're just trying to make it easier on you to have those kinds of moments. And I know the internet and online shopping is kind of a big scary place if you're not fully immersed in it the way that we have chosen to be.
Chronically online.
So thank you so much for listening to this episode of At Batches, Good at Shopping Edition. I'm Maddie Paul, and if you want to find me, you can follow me on Instagram at MadsPaul and follow the Good at Shopping account. It's goodatshopping_ on Instagram, and I'll be posting so many more shopping suggestions. I'll be taking requests for what you need to shop for, so give it a follow. It's going to be great.
Yeah. And you guys can follow me at Maria Del Russo on Instagram. Like Maddie said, I love to cook. Yes. So if you need cooking recommendations, I'm great for that. But I also regularly repost stuff from the Good at Shopping account as well. We just love to shop. And be sure to share your feedback on Good at Shopping. Tell us what you liked about this episode, what you didn't like, and if you want to hear some more.
Yeah. We'd be happy to come back.
I know. Maybe we'll slide back into your podcast feed, podcast, you know? Feed.
Yeah, it's a new DM slide, just a little more elaborate. Sammy and Jordana will be back next week with another episode of the At Betches podcast. But until then, Mary Jacques Moose.
And a Jimmy Choo year.
Betches.